Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite albums of all time, which is The Pains of Growing by Alessia Cara. I feel like I'm still reeling because less than 12 hours ago, Hozier's new EP dropped, and so did the deluxe version of Olivia Rodrigo's Guts, and so I feel like I've been blessed with this new music and it's all I want to talk about, but I haven't had enough time with it to like make episodes about either of them because it's literally been like not even a day. It's just been a couple hours, so I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but I will. I promise I will, but I'm so excited and I feel like I'm on 10. I feel like I couldn't sleep. I always do that where I'll like wait until, well, I guess 11 my time for all the new music to come out on Thursday nights. And then I'm like, I can't even go to sleep. Why did I do that? Because then I'm on like a serotonin high because I'm so excited to hear like songs that I've never heard before. Anyway, but I decided to talk about, this is literally one of my favorite albums. It holds such a special place in my heart, just like where I was when this album came out. It was like perfect timing for me. And I just had, like, such a deep connection with, like, all of these songs. And I found this album on vinyl at, like, a Barnes & Noble, and I was so excited. It's one of the ones that I spin the most, I think. It's so hard to tell. I should keep, like, this girl on TikTok, she made, like a Google Slides presentation on how many times she, like, cried, like, last year. And I was like, should I do that? Like, would that help me realize that, like, I don't cry as much as I feel like I do, or maybe I cry way more than I feel like I do. I was thinking about that, and I was like, what if I did that? Do I have time to do that? And then I was like, what if I made a Google Slides, or just like a slideshow about all of the records that I spin in a year? Because I want to know, because it feels like such an expensive hobby. I guess it's a hobby collection. Feels so expensive, but I'm like, it's worth it because I'm spinning them all the time, but it's like, I don't know. Like the upkeep too of cleaning them, so maybe I'll do that. Anyway, I'm sure that the average listener would be familiar with Alessia Cara because she sang Scars to Your Beautiful, and she also had a song in Moana, her cover of How Far I'll Go. Amazing voice. I don't know, I remember like whenever her like debut album came out, it was cool to hear like a very like soulful, a little bit like R&B type voice on the radio. And my mom really liked her too. She really liked her first album. And I'm going to talk about mainly The Pains of Growing because that's my favorite album that she's done so far. But I'm also going to talk about a few other songs from her other albums that I just really like also. Let's start with, I guess you could say, our title track. It's our first song, and it's called Growing Pains.
You're on your own, kid.
You are.
Make my way through the motions. I try to ignore it, but home's looking farther the closer I get. Don't know why I can't see the end. Is it over yet? A short leash and a short fuse don't match. They tell me it ain't that bad. Now don't you overreact, so I just hold my breath. Don't know why I can't see the sun, when young should be fun. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind, and I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains, they're keeping me up at night. I love that line, there's truth in every word that I write, because I think, like, for me, I tend to, like, give people advice or write down advice that I'm like, oh my gosh, Ella, like, that was so wise. You should take that. And I'm like, no, that's for the other people. Like, for some reason, it's crazy hard to, like, practice what you preach. Like, I could say it all day long. Like, I promise it's gonna end. I promise it's gonna get better. And, like, I do believe that, obviously, or else I wouldn't be saying it. But wow, it's hard to put it into practice and actually believe it for myself too, and not just for like other people. So I like how I imagine her like looking back at her other songs and being like, I write so much about, you know, getting through things and everything is temporary and you're gonna get through it. She's like, but for some reason this feels like the biggest weight I've ever had to carry. She's like, why can't I take my own advice? Try to mend what's left of my content and comprehension as I take on the stress of the mess that I've made. Don't know if I even care for growing, if it's just alone. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains, they're keeping me up at night. In the bridge, she says, starting to look like Miss Know-It-All can't take her own advice. Can't find pieces of my peace of mind. I cry more than I want to admit, but I can't lie. To myself, to anyone. Cause phoning it in isn't any fun. Can't run back to my youth the way I want to. The days my brother was quicker to fool. AM radio, not much to do. Used monsters as an excuse to lie awake. Now the monsters are the ones that I have to face. No band-aids for the growing pains. I love that she kind of, like, throws herself under the bus. Says, like, again, going back to what I was talking about before, like, Miss Know-It-All. She can't take her own advice, and that's what her previous album was called, was Know-It-All. This, like, little bridge outro part is so... it's kind of hard to sing. Goes really fast. Sometimes I sing it when I do gigs, and I'm like, God, I cannot keep up. I get, like, stumble over my words. It's so clever. She's so good at writing, I mean, like, lyrically and melodically. But I don't know, I just think that this is such, like, a strong way to start an album. It's also a strong song if you're trying to get into her music. This is an easy one to like. It's catchy. It's relatable, obviously. We're all growing up. We're all growing every single day.
So what are you doing tonight? Because I miss you and I can't even lie. I need you. I could get on a flight, I can make up the time. I know why I'm out of line, can I see? I don't wanna let it show, but I still love you. And how do I let you know if I can't call you? And I don't wanna be alone another night. I don't wanna feel this blue. How do I let you go if I don't want to? Baby, how do I let you go if I don't want to? How do I let you go if I don't want to?
You went and turned the red flag white, darling, and you waved it. You've always had a way with words, why can't you explain it then? I see your face in everyone, and I hate it. Who would ever thought I'd have to erase it? Every little thing is reminding me of you. Yes, I'll set fire to my whole room. In the chorus, she says, I don't want to let it show, but I still love you. And how do I let you know if I can't call you? And I don't want to be alone another night. I don't want to feel this blue. How do I let you go if I don't want to? I double take at every phone that rings out of habit. I can't shake the little things, they're harder to manage. I can't bury the past, but I'll bury the hatchet. Can we just pretend that this never happened? I love this song. It reminds me of, I mean, I can always relate things back to Taylor Swift, but it reminds me of I Almost Do, where it's like, this is everything that I would say if we were on good terms, speaking terms. I could call you up and say, I changed my mind, but that's like the hardest part. I think when things are ending is like having that self-control of like, just get through today, one step at a time. I know the impulse is to call them. You're mulling things over a million times in your head. It's not worth it to do it over and over and over and over. It's just not healthy. So you just get through it, I think, one day at a time. Also, like, nobody teaches you how to, like, handle things like this, I think. Let's talk about 7 days. This is one of my favorite songs on the album. I feel like I can relate to this one the most. I'm very envious of people that, like, have very strong faith. And I love that the first line in this song is, if there's a God, because she's not closed-minded. And she said before that she, like, grew up very religious, but I like that open-mindedness. I love when I ask people, like, do you think that, like, there's a God? Like, what do you believe? And I love when people are like, you know, I don't know. I'm open. I'm open to the idea. I don't know. I feel like we should be a little open-minded, and it's really comforting to think that, like, someone's got us. Someone's looking out for us, you know? And so I think this song really plays with that idea. So she's obviously open-minded, and she said that she's grown up religious, and she's, like, in her relationship with God or with a higher power has kind of evolved over the years. So I just really like that, and I really like songs that are, like, religious commentary, because I like to hear other people's opinions, and it's kind of nice to hear, like, a mainstream artist kind of struggle with the same things that I'm struggling with when it comes to, you know, like, my faith, where it's, like, it comes so easy to people, and I'm just not a trusting person, so some days it's really hard for me to, like, trust that, like, someone's got me, you know, someone's got it taken care of up there. So I just like the idea of the song, and, like, imagining God, like, looking down at Earth like it's a reality show, and I think that the song is really well written. She says, if there's a God, do you think he's looking down, curled up on his couch right now? As we fail to figure it out, does he turn down the sound? Is he proud? Are we proud? Guess we forgot how to live a life with no filter. Making boring people famous, let's pretend they're fascinating. Let's tell little girls that pretty girls are better. Or that pigment or religion really matters. We're in some trouble. Mr. Maker, don't turn away from your screen. At least the bubble that we've created can make for some good TV. In the chorus, she says, Mr. Man upstairs, I know you're tuning in up there. Would you care to answer my question? The land of poor taste, the spectacle of cut and paste that we've made, would you say it was worth the 7 days? She goes on to say, I hope that through the static, you'll show us the clarity, because it's hard to find a silver lining in the bittersweet. Wonder if you're praying for us before you go to sleep. Do you sleep in peace? In the bridge, she says, don't touch the remote, we'll be back in a moment. We are not hopeless, we are just coping. The mayhem is rolling, but it ain't showbiz. Reality's potent, chaotic, I know it, but we're growing, have some hope in us, and were we worth all the time you gave up? Okay, I should know this, but, like, wouldn't it kind of be 6 days? Because, like, didn't he, like, rest on the 7th day? Yeah, yes, that's Sunday, right? How do we know that it's Sunday? What if it was, like, a Tuesday? I don't know, sorry. Half of this podcast is, like, just me asking myself questions, and then whenever I edit it, I go back and look things up, or I find that I read lyrics wrong, because I do that all the time also, even though it's right in front of my face. So those are the things that get edited out, if you're curious, and I know you're just dying to know. Let's go to Trust My Lonely. It's time I let you go. I made the mistake of writing your name on my heart, cause your colors showed, but it was too late. You left me stained, called it art. I love this chorus. I feel like it's so catchy. She says, go get your praise from someone else. You did a number on my health. My world is brighter by itself, and I can do better. You and I were swaying on the ropes. I found my footing on my own. I'm A-okay, I'm good as gold, and I can do better alone. And in the bridge, she says, don't you know that you're bad for me? I've got to trust my lonely. I think that this song puts, like, a really fun spin on, like, you can't love somebody until you love yourself, which we hear all the time. But it's true, because there is so much power that you can find from being by yourself, and there's so much self-worth in being by yourself. And I think once you, like, find that comfort in your own, like, presence, I think that then you can carry that power into having a relationship, and then it, you know, gets rid of the need for being, like, codependent on each other and being all right by yourself and feeling confident in whoever you end up with in the future, that each of them, like, we can all have our alone time and then come back and then have time together as well. So I think that the song just has, like, a really fun spin on, like, hey, there's, like, crazy growth that can happen once you, you know, cut the cord and say, hey, I don't need this anymore. You know, you're not good for me. I can, you know, love myself more than you can love me. And I think that that's really great. And I love that she has this song to just kind of encourage people and obviously encourage herself too. Let's talk about Wherever I Live. I feel like the production of this whole song kind of sets the scene. It's just a simple acoustic guitar, kind of sounds like it's just playing in a normal room. I'm not necessarily like a studio or like outside. It just kind of sounds like it's in a room and you can hear people talking in kind of what sounds like a hallway or like outside of wherever this is. And this kind of takes place in a hotel. I love hotels. Oh my gosh. I could talk about this. I could have a whole other episode. I could have a whole other podcast about talking about hotels. I wanted to own a hotel whenever I was little. I wanted to run it. I wanted to be at the desk. I wanted to clean the rooms. I was going to do it all, okay? I love hotels. I'm really scared of, like when I'm going to sleep and there's, like, no sound. And so, which one does that say about me? That the silence freaks me out? That's exactly what it says about me. For most of my life, I've had, like, a fan going, just, like, to make noise while I'm going to sleep. And I also, like, sing, like I hum as I'm going to bed. And so whenever I go to hotels, sometimes if we're driving, you know, somewhere, then I'll like bring, we'll bring fans. My whole family sleeps with a fan. So we'll bring our little box fans with us, but sometimes we can't, obviously. So I love being in a hotel and hearing suitcases down the hallway and people talking. And I love being in a city and hearing like sirens and cars and like people like talking. I don't know, I just like the constant sound, because when I'm laying in my bed where I currently live, I feel like I can hear nothing, and then I think about how everyone on my street is asleep, and then that scares me, because then I'm like, we're all sleeping, like we're all like vulnerable. I don't know. So I love hotels, and I love this song because it just, like, sets exactly what I'm saying. Like, there's just people, and you can hear, like, it. I get that it could be annoying, like, hearing people, like, above you, like, walking and stuff. And I'm sure people are listening to this, and they're like, I live in an apartment, and it's the most annoying thing ever, and I don't get a moment of quiet. I get that. But I love it. I don't know. It makes me comfortable, and then I feel like I can go to sleep. Anyway, she starts off by saying, there's yelling in the hallway. I found refuge on a twin bed of this 3-star hotel. I hear the laughter from the TV. Static Rachel talks to Phoebe about the cat that smells. Is Friends just like always on? I feel like anywhere I go, I can turn on the TV and find a channel where Friends is on, or like The Office is on, or like Seinfeld too, which I like because Friends I feel like is like my comfort show. Also, I've never been to a hotel that had a twin bed. Actually, maybe that's a lie. And she said it's a 3-star hotel. So, like, that's not an awful hotel. Sounds pretty good. It sounds like it's good enough to have a full bed at least. I don't know. Anyway, she says, and I know this place is haunted. I swear I hear somebody knocking, but I can't really tell. And this outlet's busted. Phone died and I can't charge it. What a life, man. What a life this is. Just me, myself, and nothing. But I taught me how to love it. Home is wherever I live. In the second verse, she says, I remember I owe Mom a call as I hang my stray hairs on the shower walls for decoration. I wonder what I'd hear if rooms could talk. And I wonder why I'm thinking that at all. I'm going crazy. And this toilet's rusted. Food came, but I don't trust it. What a life, man. What a life this is. Just me, myself, and nothing. But I taught me how to love it. Home is wherever I live. I love this idea of living on the road and touring. I think that it would be really fun, especially if, I don't know, if you like your band and the people that you're traveling with. I just think it would be so fun to see a different city every night. But your schedule is different. You know, you're staying up late, you're driving through the night, you're staying in random hotels that I'm sure sometimes are not the cutest looking hotels. I'm sitting here like, I love hotels, but I'm sure if I actually was touring, I'd be like, if I see one more hotel again, I'm gonna cry. So I think that this is so cute. And it reminds me a lot of The Band and I by Macy Peters, when she's like talking about calling her mom and like telling her that she was like homesick, and she's like, oh, I miss being home, and she's like, I was lying, like, this is a great experience. I do miss home, but like, I'm not homesick. Like, I'm having so much fun seeing new places. In the bridge, we have hard to sleep sometimes with no one by my side. I do my best to find the sense in it. The more the days go by, the more myself and I shake hands and realize the benefits of independence. And it's really something to make homes of worn-out luggage. What a life, man, what a life this is. Just me, myself, and nothing. But somehow I've learned to love it. Home is wherever I live. Let's talk about All We Know. Saint Nick don't exist anymore, and Oz was just a lonely man. It's so damn hard to believe in anything again. Wise is the optimist, but truth is, I don't understand. Haven't figured out much of anything. Round and round it goes. Heroes fall like dominoes. We try to help it, but we won't. All we know is that we don't. Round and round we go. Chips will fall, and so it goes. And it's all out of our control. All we know is that we don't. Is this all there is? Preachers and rocket ships have never quite made any sense of it. Paul says, let it be, but the other said, the test is key. I say, where is the line between real and fantasy? It's really funny to think, because in this line, the other Paul is Paul, like the apostle, like biblical Paul, saying, test all things. It's really funny to think that, like, Paul McCartney is, like, the main Paul, and then just, like, that other guy, Paul, from the Bible, he's just, like, the other Paul. It is really clever to compare the Pauls like that. I love those lines so much, and I hope more people realize how clever that is. And I know that this is something that people say before, is, like, all I know is that I don't know. But it's so true, and I just don't think anything is like 100% all of the time. We have like no control over a lot of things. We can control, you know, ourselves and how we act for the most part. So I just feel like having an open mind is like so beneficial, and understanding everybody's point of view also. I say this all the time. You're probably sick of hearing me say this, but it's like, how do we know that our own opinions are the right one if we know nothing about everyone else's opinion? I think that could go for religion, politics, just views on the world, just understanding, talking to the people around you, seeing what they understand, and having an open mind. And you know, you never know, but also it's hard to change people's minds on stuff, just kind of to understand like people aren't going to change their opinion. But yeah, I really love this song. I love the honesty of it and just the confusion when you're growing up of, like, you go to ask adults a bunch of questions expecting that they know, and that kind of goes back to the line about the Wizard of Oz being just some guy, where you just think, I'm gonna get older and I'm gonna understand it. Mm-mm, you won't, I promise. The older you get, the more confused you might get. You might be like, I know less. The older I get, the less that I know now that I'm old. And I wish I had the answers, but I don't. So I wish somebody did, but, you know, just, yeah, I think clinging to faith or people around you and, you know, writing stuff down. And I'm so glad that we have, like, songs like this that make you feel less alone, that it's like, hey, we're all trying to get through this one day at a time. For the most part, we don't know much, but we make the best of it, and we occasionally, it takes a very, like, tragic event for us to all, like, band together and realize that we're, like, all in this together, and then we all got each other's backs. Let's talk about a little more. There you are with your college friends. You played in a marching band. I can't help but wish I knew you then. Well, I guess I know you now. It looks as if I stumbled right into the palm of your hand. Hey, you. Hey, Mr. Knock on my door. I'm sorry that I've been emotions galore. Am I crazy for wanting a little bit more? A little more of you. This feeling's hard to ignore. Please say you'll never get bored. Am I crazy for wanting a little bit more? I love how simple and acoustic this song is. It fits so nicely into this, like, middle part of the album. It's just so, like, soft and, like, easy to listen to, and it's not super, like, heavy on production, but the harmonies are so pretty, and all of the layering of the vocals are just so pretty, and she just sounds so good. It just proves that she can sound good with, like, a full band or just an acoustic guitar, which is really hard to find an artist that works for. Let's talk about Out of Love. I won't tell you I'm lonely, 'cause it may be selfish. I won't ask you to hold me, 'cause that won't mend what's broken. There's not a thing I could say, not a song I could sing for your mind to change. Nothing can fill up this space, won't ask you to stay, but let me ask you one thing. When did you fall out of love with me? What a heartbreaking chorus to just have that line. When did you fall out of love with me? Just, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, ways that a relationship could end. Someone could meet somebody else, there could be something that ultimately splits the relationship really quickly, or it could just be this, like, really slow fade out, that then you just look at each other and realize it's gone. And then when did it go away? Was there one specific event, or did it just fade over months, years? But it's heartbreaking. In the second verse, she says, I can't float in an ocean that's already been drained. I won't cry at your feet now. I know my tears would fall in vain. No use wondering why your change in heart has wandered. So I'll ask you this question, 'cause it might help me sleep longer. When did you fall out of love with me? Let's talk about Girl Next Door. She says, on occasion I can think too much. I get uncomfortable, hide behind my walls, and I talk in circles, but at least I say what I mean, and I rock my heart on the sleeves of my t-shirt. So if I should die tomorrow, I'll die with all of me, and if I give back the time that I borrowed, I'll know I gave everything. In the bridge, she says, and I may not be a genius, I'm just a girl with some reasons to stay plain Jane, but I won't go till you hear me. I'll be sure not to leave before you know my name. We've got a few more songs. Next, let's talk about My Kind. In the verses, she's talking about her childhood friends and then all of these people that she knows, like, throughout her whole entire life that basically, like, built her and made her who she is. In the second verse, she says, and what about you, Mr. Poetry? And what about all that we built in just a couple weeks? Talking about all of our fears through a cracked screen. Picking little fights over falling asleep. I wish you knew I loved you and you knew you loved me. Really wish I knew you sooner than my 20s. I'm a product of the who's, when's, and how's. Those who let go and those who stuck around. I wish somebody would have told me I'd be here now. Because this kind of life is one to sing about. Let's talk about Easier Said. Hey girl with the empty eyes, open up, you know you look prettier when you smile. Look around, it's a decent life, you feel too much, pick up your feet and make use of your time. They sure know how to talk up a storm, rain down on your pity parade, trying to find the cure. Bask in your distress a little bit more, 'cause a sad face don't go away that easy. Hey boy with the painted frown, listen up, shake off the cloud that follows you around. Think fast, change your mood and be approachable. Man up, crawl your way up off the ground. They sure know how to talk up a storm. Rain down on your pity parade, thinking they found the cure. Bask in your distress a little bit more, cause a sad face don't go away that easy. It's always funny to me, and me and my family joke around about this, where it's like, people saying like, just smile. Being happy is something that you choose every day. And I think being positive and optimistic is somewhat a choice, but being joyful, it's just so much easier said than done. And that's the idea that the song plays around with in the chorus when she says, healing and patience are lovers. Don't place the blame on your heart just to shut them up. There ain't a rush to recover, because it's easier said than done. Healing and patience are lovers. Don't place the blame on your heart just to make them stop. Just take your time to recover, because it's easier said than done. And then in the bridge, she says, so what if you're a bit bitter before you recharge? I mean, I spend my days complaining to a guitar. Remember, everyone is coping with their own scars, and just a little bit of time can get you so far. I feel like this song is so important, especially for the younger generation, just to remember, because I think we're getting better at, like, normalizing mental health and, you know, talking things out, writing stuff down, finding a healthy way of coping that works for you and isn't destructive and, you know, makes good use of your time. But it's okay to have days where you just lay. And I think I feel very guilty when I have days where I stay in bed till the afternoon and I sit there because I feel like I'm lazy and I feel like I wasted the day. But days like that are good for you. And then on the days when you are productive, it makes you feel equally as awesome because you're like, look what I just did. I waited and I took my time, and I always remember it can always get worse. And I always think to myself, like, I'm eating and I'm sleeping. This is a good day. This is a good thing. I don't know. I just think whenever you're in it, you're like, this sucks. This is the worst I've ever been. But then I remember, hey, I ate today and I drank water and I can fall asleep. So something must be going right. I'm doing something right. Our last song on the album is The Growing Pains Reprise. Just feels very cinematic. It feels like you're at a play with an overture and a finale. I just love it. And I think that this song sounds very somber, but it just kind of leaves this album a little open-ended. Like, hey, guess what? Growing up, it doesn't happen when you're a teenager. It doesn't just happen when you go from your teens to your 20s, when you get married, when you have a kid, when you graduate. You're growing up all of the time. That's why this is such a universal album. And I feel like every year of my life, I can relate these songs to a new thing, a new, like, phase of my life that I'm going through. She says, these days, I'm my own best friend. I make my bed to lay in it again. Don't know who to trust, and no time of the month can justify this. Blame it on the growing pains, or blame it on me. Blame it on the growing pains, or do I blame it on me?
Blame it on the growing pains. Just blame it on the growing pains. Blame it on the growing pains. Blame it on me. Blame it on the growing pains. Just blame it on the growing pains. Blame it on the growing pains. Blame it on me. Just blame it on me. Or do I blame it on me?
It's an interesting thing. There's always something to blame it on. And I think I do this a lot where I'll be like, oh, I'm just emotional because it's been a rough week. Oh, I'm going to start my period. I'm emotional. Oh, it's just because I'm growing up. It's just because I'm starting something new. It's because it's raining and I'm sad. Oh, maybe it's me. Maybe I did something. What did I do? Is this like a karma thing? am I being taught a lesson, you know? Like, what am I supposed to be learning here? What's going on? But it's like, sometimes it really is chemical, and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes I think it could be our bodies teaching us, hey, take care of me, go on a walk, write stuff down, talk to people. So I think that I just love that this album ends kind of open-ended. Anyway, so that's the Pains of Growing album, but I wanted to end with talking about just two of my other favorite songs by Alessia Cara from some other albums. Thank you for sticking around. I really appreciate it. I know that this was a longer episode, but again, like I've said, I love this woman. I would love to be her best friend. I just love how, I don't know, she doesn't really conform to what a famous person should be. And she's not really, from what I know and what it seems is, she's doing it for herself and she's not doing it for what her label's telling her to do, what the radio is telling her to do. But I just love that she's made a career for herself and she just sings from the heart and is so just true with her lyrics. One of my favorite songs by her is October. I'm gonna miss you when it's done. I don't know, like the groove and the production of this song is so good. It feels like that last week of like summer before you all go to school and you're like looking around and you're like, oh, it's gonna end. Like I'm gonna miss this. The bubble we're living in, setting me free again. I don't know what it is about this, but I'm gonna miss it when it's over. I hope we never see October. I felt the weight fall off my shoulders. I'm gonna miss you when it's done. Paint a picture in my brain, encapsulate the fleeting feeling. It ricochets, replace my pain, till every trace is leaving. The nerve of autumn time, days fly by, every sunrise healing me. And we're okay, we'll live this way until it's done. I love this song, paints such a cool picture of the seasons changing and then also like relationships and situationships kind of changing and just these fleeting moments when, sounds so cheesy, but you look around and you're like, remember this. This is a good time in your life, you know, like, take a mental picture and remember it, I think. But I just love it. And the groove, like I said, so good. I love the production. I love the melody. It's so catchy. The last song I'm going to talk about is one from her most recent album. The album's titled In the Meantime, and my favorite song from that album is called Find My Boy. Find my, find my, find my boy. Find my, find my boy. Find my boy. She says, are you tall with a spot in Florence? Are you short and sweet with a love for poems? Are you by the beach doing yoga poses, man of my dreams? In the chorus we have, I've had a couple loves, didn't go my way. I'm running out of luck and time to waste. I don't understand, I can't seem to find my boy. I've had a couple loves, didn't go my way. You better hurry up if you're the one for me. I don't understand, I can't seem to find my boy. Are you with your friends on a rooftop laughing, smoking in LA trying to kick the habit, bought a grand piano that you'll never practice, man of my dreams? Are you on a bad date thinking of running, fancying the lady at the bar in London, singing to yourself just because you love it, man of my dreams? In the bridge, she says, catch me in Toronto with a cappuccino, always on the run in my same old sneakers. I'm talking to you, so turn up your speakers. Man of my dreams, I can't wait to meet ya. I hope she continues to have this type of sound. This song is so jazzy and it's like very rhythmic. It's a little bit like bossa nova. I love it. I don't know, I'm convinced that her voice can sound good with any genre. I said this about Tori Kelly too, where I'm like, she could sing anything and it'd be great. Yeah, so that's all I've got. I love this album. I love Alessia Cara. Obviously I love her other albums, but The Pains of Growing is just my favorite. And thank you so much for sticking around, listening to me talk about songs that I would highly recommend you going and listening to. And thank you so much for listening and being here, and I'll see you next week.